his friend said to him, well, the only thing you can do then is to wander in the wilderness and die. So I thought, well, is that, that's the only option. Prophetic word. I highly recommend it. It's a very funny movie. But I don't fit in the monastery, and I don't fit in the wrestling ring. And it was actually a guy who's I found helpful in all sorts of ways as a scholar, a guy called Walter Brueggemann, who provided for me a metaphor that made way more sense than just thinking of myself as a freak or a weirdo or a misfit. I read his book, Cadences of Home. Has anyone come across that? Where he talks about the rediscovery or the re-embracing of the biblical metaphor of exile to make sense of the experience of the church in the 21st century. He's an Old Testament scholar, so you might imagine that he would find an Old Testament metaphor helpful, but I find it just fits like a glove for me. Effectively, what the question he raises is this. What can we learn from the exilic literature in the Old Testament that might help us find our way in the world when we, like the exiles in Babylon, find ourselves struggling to remain faithful to Yahweh and yet at the same time trying to thrive on foreign soil? We have not gone anywhere in the same way that the Jewish exiles were taken forced repatriation back to Persia. We haven't gone anywhere, but it's as if the ground has slipped out from under us. It's as if we kind of woke up from a long sleep and we found ourselves in a world which is no longer ours. We found ourselves in a nation that is not Christian. We found ourselves in a world, if you like, where we feel like we're exiles in that world. But the way Brueggemann recouches this is to say that the exiles weren't just asked to endure their experience in Babylon. I mean, the Babylonians were very clever, weren't they? They allowed you to build your houses and to have your own little plots of land, and they allowed you to practice your own religion, and they allowed you some level of autonomy while you still remained forced labor. You had some level of freedom in all of that. But what Brueggemann says is, maybe what we've got to learn from the Old Testament is how was it that, say, Joseph in Egypt or Esther or Daniel in Babylon, how did they manage not only to be counted as faithful to Yahweh, but they managed to thrive in Egypt, or in Daniel's case, to thrive in Babylon? That, I believe, is the dilemma that faces you and I. How do we remain faithful to Yahweh, but at the same time, how do we thrive in post-Christian, post-modern USA? Is it possible for us to live robust, dynamic lives out, wide out in the open, in front of the world in which we live?